and welcome to another sermon podcast from the parishes of Barlborough and Clown. I'm the Reverend Bryony Taylor. This last Sunday, we had the story of the calming of the storm. And because it was our recharge service, which is our family service at Clown, which is at 11 o'clock on the fourth Sunday of every month, I decided we would do something different. So this week's sermon isn't a sermon at all. It's actually a recording of a dramatic reading of the story of the calming of the storm. I hope you enjoy it. Close your eyes and begin to imagine yourself, not sitting where you are, but walking along a seashore in Galilee. You can hear the waves lapping along the shore. You can feel the gentle sea breeze making your hair fly around your face. Ahead of you, you can see Jesus. He is walking along the shore too, and climbing into a boat. Look at his body posture, his walking style. It seems to be laboured, as if he is very tired. You follow him into the boat. Then you sit down on a rolled up fishing net. The air is warm but clammy. It has a sticky, humid feel to it. You can smell the salt, the seaweed, the lingering smells of fish. You are all tired, but especially Jesus. It has been a long day of preaching and healing. Some of the disciples nod off, and so does Jesus, lulled by the gentle swaying of the boat in the waves. Suddenly, a cold blast of air hits you and the waves begin to rise. Thick grey clouds roll overhead and the air tingles. The boat begins to roll, and suddenly an enormous crash of thunder wakes most of the sleeping apostles. The boat lurches. The waves get higher. Spray begins to splash your face, but Jesus sleeps. And suddenly it is as if the sky is throwing everything it can at you. Sheets of rain are pummeling the deck, and the boat is wildly leaping from side to side. It is threatening to capsize. The other apostles are shouting to each other and to Andrew at the back of the boat, who is desperately trying to keep on course. Everyone is beginning to panic, and their voices sound strangled and strained. The rudder slips in Andrew's hands and the boat spins around and around. You begin to feel sick and dizzy. Then one of the disciples gently shakes Jesus. "Master, Master, save us! We're going to drown!" Jesus sits up, the rain running down his face. He shouts to be heard above the wind. "You've not got much faith, have you? Why are you afraid?" Jesus stands up with the boat lurching. He says, "Be quiet, wind, be quiet!" And the wind stops. The sea becomes like glass, like a mill pond. All is silent. All is calm. The only sounds that can be heard are the distant echoes of puzzled voices floating across the water from the houses on the opposite shore, and the sharp intakes of breath of the apostles. Then, ever so slowly, a gust of wind begins to blow once more. But this time it is a gentle breeze softly caressing them towards the shore. You feel stunned, disorientated. Then you hear one apostle say to another, as Jesus curls up to sleep once more, "Who is he? What sort of person can he be, if even the wind and the waves do as he says?" I've always felt that the story of the calming of the storm is a metaphor for prayer. We often feel as if Jesus is fast asleep in our boat when there's a storm raging around us. But what we have to remember is that Jesus is always present with us. Just as in the same way as you can't always see the sun, but you know it's there, Jesus is always present with us, and particularly in the middle of the storm. The story also reminds me that it's okay to shout at God. In Mark's gospel, the disciples absolutely shout at Jesus. They don't use the term master, they just tell him off for sleeping in the prow. It's okay to rant at God when life gets tough, and he listens to our prayers and he calms our storms.